Welcome back to State of the News. I'm Rick Howlett. Well, after 26 years in business, John Timmons has shut down his Ear Ecstasy music store. It had been struggling recently, and here to talk about that are WFPL's Gabe Bullard and Philip M. Bailey. And we would welcome your input on this topic as well at 502-814-TALK. That's 502-814-8255, or toll-free at 1-877-814-TALK. That's 877-814-8255. Well, Gabe, 26 years, and why was the decision made now to shut down?
Well, it was pretty mysterious. It happened on Saturday afternoon. Some people started posting to Twitter pointing out that the store never opened that day. The store had been open on Friday. It closed. It just never opened again. On Sunday, I went down when they were supposed to open to see if anything was going on. It didn't open. They had posted to their Facebook around that time also saying that they weren't going to open on Sunday. They would have an official statement Monday. Monday evening, there was a statement put out. John Timmons, the owner, he put out the statement on the Facebook page saying that it was time to close. He compared the store to his child. He said he hadn't had children. He had Ear Ecstasy instead, and it was time to move on, and it just had to come to a close. They didn't really give much of a reason. We talked with Rebecca Mercer. She was the store manager. She said that there was the involvement of lawyers, that John Timmons made the decision to close the store on Saturday, not to reopen, and all the employees had been paid up through the end of the day Friday. But she said that the delay in the statement, the decision not to open at all in the weekend, that some of that was coming down from lawyers. She didn't say exactly what the lawyers were determining. She didn't say whether this was a Chapter 7 case. She said that had to be determined as well. So there are still a lot of questions around what exactly happened and how it's going to keep going after this. If it, what's going to happen to the merchandise, what's going to happen to the name especially. Rebecca Mercer had said that she hopes there's something that John and her could do in the future for the music scene. Some of that might involve the name. It's not clear at this point.
So still the question mark as to what is ahead. Now, Philip, there are other independent music stores in Louisville. We've heard a lot about downloading and the big box stores, you know, taking business from the independent stores. Now, you've talked to Ben Jones of Better Days Records, been in business along Bardstown Road for a long time. How is he getting along in this climate?
Yeah, Ben Jones, who had first opened Better Days in 1982, and it's interesting enough that all my years in Louisville, I always thought Better Days was Better Days West, when in fact there actually was another store that was in the East End, but the one that I'm always familiar with was the one in Lyles Mall, there along on 26th and Broadway. But, you know, Mr. Jones says that it really depends upon your business model, that a lot of what goes on with these local stores culturally, while they have a certain place in people's hearts, one cannot overlook how they operate and the business model in which they go by. And in our interview, we talked about that a lot, about how there's a cultural influence there, but there's a business model, and how local music can still survive post-Ear Ecstasy. How long have you been operating Better Days West?
I bought Better Days back in 1982. Was in partnership with a friend of mine. I bought him out and decided to just go sole proprietor, and I've been in business ever since.
And that's always been at the Lyles Mall location in West Louisville?
Well, now it started on Frankfort Avenue, and then the Better Days West opened up in 92. And then we had a East store and a West store until about 6 years ago. We only had just the West store. And then we reopened just in August of this year, reopened the original Better Days in the East End also. But the West End has been here since 92.
For Better Day, and so Better Days is essentially, this is what the company, what the record store is, but the reason, and see, this, I guess, demonstrates how where you live informs your culture and informs your local, I guess, purchasing and local culture as well. I'd always been under the impression that it was Better Days West was the name of the business.
Yes, and that was one of the decisions that we had to make years ago when we had to go through our downsizing. We did have an East End location and a West End location, and we just kind of knew, as weird as it sounds, it was like two different worlds, the East End and the West End. Most of my East End customers never knew that there was a West store that exists, and most of my West End customers never knew that I owned the East End store. The West store, you know, opened up in 92. It's always been a successful store with very little competition.
It seems that Ear Ecstasy did a lot of business, and it certainly was a darling of the local media and many people have an affinity for Erecstasy as an example of local music from, you know, people at the street level all the way up to folks from the band My Morning Jacket. What is your reaction to its closure?
I just think my reaction is like all the people that are just even in the industry. We hate to see any of our friends go out of business, but we also understand we all have the same problem. So, you know, he just had to get out when it was the time.
One of the biggest differences that I've heard between your business model and the one at Erecstasy is used music, mm-hmm. that you have sold and do sell used music, whereas Erecstasy did not. What advantage do you think that gave Better Days?
Well, see, and that is probably the largest advantage. My record store did start out as a used record store only. When I bought the record store, I brought the new release game to it, and I understood how to purchase. And again, purchase means you have to, it always goes back to be as fair as possible. You can always, if you know how to choose quality product used in anything, it's a no-brainer. The profit margin is more, and both people are happy. The customer and you are also happy, and you get to share that same good piece of music with someone else at a cheaper price, and then it makes everybody happy that even when I've done just used records, they knew the quality was there. So you must treat used the same value as new.
Terry Boyd with the news website Insider Louisville, he wrote a piece about you in light of the recent closure of Erecstasy, and he raised a point that he's always been scratched his head about why the media locally has been fascinated or loved and shown its love for Erecstasy while ignoring Better Days. Do you think that all has anything to do with, number one, your store is often connotated with being in West Louisville, so that whole bias against, you know, the 9th Street divide is a part of that. And how much do you think that has to do anything with the fact that you're African-American?
Now, me personally, no, I don't think it has anything to do with that. I just think it has to do with the more money you spend with other medias, you know what I'm saying? And we tend to have more of a friends and family type of attitude. It's like a word of mouth or earned customers, and we rather not spend as much on advertising and being known as, you know, as that. And I think that's one of the reasons where the public might not understand, you know, the less you spend with another media, you know, they have no reason to kind of return the favor. So I've always understood that. So we kind of like to be, you know, I don't see it I can see where individuals can maybe think of that, but sometimes you don't want to be up front and be known and you know, in that capacity. And you know, a lot of times I don't even think most people know who owns Better Days.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jones.
Okay.
All right, that's WFPL's Philip M. Bailey talking with Ben Jones, the owner of Better Days Records. So, Philip, he looks like he's hanging in there.
It looks like he's hanging in there and doing well at the same time. I believe about 2 months ago, a new Better Days opened somewhere in the Highlands. I'm not exactly sure where, but you see that contrast in that part of our conversation dealing with the fact that Erecstasy has gained a certain level of affinity and it's in the heart of many people here locally and here culturally. And part of that has to deal with its relationship to the media or with the media and a relationship with certain cultural, I guess, folks in the community as well. But that there are other local music stores that have thrived and are still around that could potentially take up that space. It's unclear whether they'll get the same level of public recognition and cultural affinity, though, the Erecstasy received.
And that game, again, still a big question mark as to what lies ahead for John Timmons and his brand.
Yeah, no news on that front at this point, but something could be happening, I suppose, once all the legal matters are worked out.
All right, Gabe and Philip, thank you very much. You're listening to State of the News on WFPL.